You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today because I get to talk to a very special friend of mine again as he is ready to embark on another bicycle ride, 1,100 miles this time, not 4,300, but 1,100 miles, a penny for their thoughts, supporting Blue Help. You know about Blue Help because they are supporting families. They are supporting first responders who are dealing with PTSD, depression, and other issues and challenges that the first responder world faces. I am one of those officers. I have been more vocal with you about my own depression, my own mental challenges and mental injuries, if you will, as Blue Help calls it. And right now I have on the line with me Officer Christopher Lowrance, proud to call him my friend. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Chris.
Hey, Mark. It's good to be here. I'm glad to be on and have the opportunity to interview with you again.
4,300 miles wasn't enough.
4,300 miles was plenty. It was it was a very, very hard journey. Probably one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. But on the flip side of that, it has truly been one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done.
You know, as I told you, Chris, we had Officer Christian Nix from the Sheffield Police Department that took his life a couple of weeks ago now. And one of the things that I did was organize a candlelight memorial in Sheffield in his honor. His mom and his sister and family members showed up at the candlelight memorial, and I was able to give her challenge coin 073 from your 4,300 mile ride for Blue Help to let her know that we honor Officer Nix. We honor his 5 years of service to his community and let her know that he was a valued member of the law enforcement family.
Yeah, that's very tragic what Officer Nix went through. And that's the purpose of the rides that I do. Retiring with 28 years service from Gaston County Police Department here in North Carolina, you know, I needed time to go out and clear my head. There's things from work that bothered me, and there's just such a stigma that is attached to mental health and the first responder community, specifically, and probably more so than the others in law enforcement. The ride was initially set up, you know, for me to clear my head, and I wanted to go and see some of the parts of the country that I'd never been to, and hopefully meet what I hope to be good people across the country. Kind of, restore my faith in humanity. It was all of that and more. As I was planning the ride, it was really an enormous challenge. I'm by far an athlete. I did things as a department, like our emergency response teams and that of sorts. But I only got into cycling in 2018, you know, with the help of my father-in-law. I realized that the trip was, it could be so much bigger than just about me. So I started researching organizations about, who could I support and who could benefit from me doing this ride. And I went back to work as a school resource officer since I've retired. And, I sat in my car and I was on the computer looking and just searching different law enforcement organizations. And I came upon Blue Help, and it was so unique in what they're doing and such a need in the services that they are trying to provide that I decided Blue Help was who I wanted to support and promote with my ride. So that didn't die last year. Of course, you know, the end of July when I got to the coast of Virginia, I really didn't care if I looked at that leather saddle on my bicycle again. I hung the bike on the wall. I've only ridden four times since last year. I feel like I've got something going in helping Blue Help and Karen Solomon. So we're gonna do another ride this summer. It'd be significantly shorter, but I wanna. Once you get something rolling, it's easier to keep it rolling if you keep pushing. And that's what I'm trying to do this summer is not take the entire summer away from my family and my children and be away from the wife. It's I'm trying to keep the ball rolling, and then, you know, maybe next summer looking at doing something a little bit longer again.
Chris, what did you see in Blue Help that you felt was missing maybe from other organizations who are still trying to work toward helping first responders, but maybe something specific about Blue Help that reached you in a different way?
There's all kinds of support for law enforcement who are active and who are healthy. There's no one there for the officers that kind of slip through the cracks. Like I said earlier, the stigma that's attached with saying, hey, I've got a little something going on in my head and I can't figure it out. Those are the people that they're reaching out to help. And, you know, in addition to the families that's lost a loved one, a first responder that's died by suicide, Blue Help's reaching out to educate officers that are on the job, to try and prevent officers from getting to the point that they feel like the only way out is to take their life. I don't know of anything else out there like that. When I saw it, I don't know why, Mark. It was just something that felt right to me. It touched me, and I said, you know, it was really cool what Blue Help was trying to do. And, you know, I sent Karen Solomon an email and ended up following up with her. You know, I had an initial goal of raising $5,000. And I told my wife, I don't know if I'll even raise it. Karen Solomon from Blue Help told me it didn't matter what I raised, that the awareness was worth more than any of the money that would be raised. And by the end of the trip, you know, my little Facebook group grew from 304 people to, I think we're close to 3,400 now. So how big will it get? I don't know. I'm just a old 52-year-old gray-headed guy that can push pedals. and I don't mind talking to people. And I don't mind telling people about, you know, things that law enforcement encounter and first responders encounter. You know, I also have a background in the fire services. I was a volunteer firefighter for 24 years. So I've lived a life centered around public service between the police and the fire. And it's just really important that officers and firefighters, paramedics, our dispatchers understand that it's absolutely okay not to be okay.
And Chris, I think that for a person to appreciate the effort of Blue Help and what you are doing, it helps for it to become personal. And for me, it became personal being a former police officer and then knowing that one of my friends from childhood, Charlie Bradley, Officer Charlie Bradley, who worked with the Pelham Police Department, had taken his life. And once I knew that he had done that, and I knew the feelings that I had as a service member, as a person who served his community, and I had thoughts and feelings of doing exactly what Charlie had done, I then put myself in Charlie's shoes, and I thought, that could be me. But I am here, I continue to exist, and I can be a voice for Charlie Bradley. And I know that on your ride, you had people message you, whether they were law enforcement or family members who you started riding for. It was for them, and that is exactly how they felt, was this ride is for me or it's for my loved one. And that has to make you feel really good about what you were doing to ride across the country 4,300 miles, as hard as that was, my friend.
You know, my low point of my trip was in Kentucky. I can't remember the name of the town, but my wife, Melanie, had told me, you know, you need to do another live. You've got a signal tonight. You need to do a live on Facebook. And I told her that I was tired, that I was tired of doing videos. I was tired of pedaling. I was tired of eating ramen noodles and beef jerky and cold cans of ravioli and soup out of a gas station. You know, I was over 2 months deep in it. I was tired of stinking. I was tired of living in the woods. And Melanie said, that's what you need to tell them. And I put it out there that night and told them how tired I was. And I was, Mark. I was exhausted. I was ready to be home. I was ready to be finished. I was ready to come back and see my kids at home. I've got four children, two still here at home that's not grown yet. And the next morning I got up and I had all these posts from people that had read my Facebook or heard my Facebook live, and they sent me pictures of their loved ones that had died by suicide. A mom sending a message through Facebook to say, this right here is why you're riding. And, you know, a wife saying, this was my husband and this is where he worked. And Jeannie Grubbs, she came out and met me I think it was in Virginia, and told me about her husband, Grubby Grubbs, that had died by suicide a few months earlier. You know, it made me realize that my ride was having an impact and that people felt like maybe some attention was being brought to it, and it was a little settling for them to know that, you know, maybe somebody's out here willing to try and make a difference. You know, I could very well have gotten home and hung LD, my bicycle, up on the wall and just rode around town here and got, but I don't feel like I can do that yet. And I'm still physically able to get on the bike. I know I'm going to be on a pain train for the first week and a half when I start out. I'll think back to the people that's posted pictures and realize exactly what I'm riding for.
Right now, folks, we're talking to my friend, Officer Christopher Lowrance. If you followed the Mark White Show last year, this past summer, as Chris rode across the country 4,300 miles on his bicycle. We followed a penny for their thoughts in support of Blue Help, to support officers, to support officers and their families. And Christopher is on the line with me right now because he is about to embark on an 1,100-mile journey. And since we're talking on Sunday, it will be Monday. So he starts tomorrow on this ride, starting in Boston, Massachusetts, and working his way to Charleston, South Carolina. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Chris about this special 1,100-mile ride in support of Blue Help, and then how you can support this effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Again, we have my friend, Officer Christopher Lowrance, on the line. He rode 4,300 miles last year for Blue Help. The group was called A Penny for Their Thoughts. You can follow that group. And I again have Chris on the line with me as he shares about his ride that is starting tomorrow as he embarks on an 1,100-mile journey from Boston, Massachusetts to Charleston, South Carolina for Blue Help. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Chris.
Thank you, Mark. You know, we were discussing earlier about, you know, how the bike ride started and everything. And, you know, it goes back to my department. Whenever I started out, you know, I asked some of the guys if they would sponsor me on a bicycle ride. And they asked me where I was going to ride. And I told them I was going to ride all the way across the United States. And I asked them if they would sponsor me one penny per mile. So if I ride 100 miles, they would donate $1. So they kind of laughingly said, sure, that they would do that. And I said, now, if I ride 1,000 miles, you got to give me $10. I had some people donate thousands of dollars. I had other people donate $10. All that funds add up to go to Blue Help and assist them in helping the families and doing the education and the prevention work that they do with departments. I'm going to continue that as well this year. Last year, we raised over $60,000. I was very taken back by the amount of money that was raised. We're going to see what we can do this year.
It was you who decided that you wanted to find an organization to support. You found Blue Help, and now I would say that Blue Help is all in because of the success that you had last year, the awareness that you brought to Blue Help. Now you're a big part of this Blue Help effort.
You know, Mark, last year after I finished my ride and talking with Karen Solomon, she invited me and my family to come down to Dallas, Texas when they had the Survivors Conference. So my wife and myself, my youngest daughter, Madeline, were able to go. And we flew down to Dallas and spent the weekend down there. And I saw firsthand what work Blue Help was doing. You know, I saw children that had lost their dads and their moms with smiles on their faces because of the events and things that Blue Help was able to provide them. But behind that curtain of happiness, you know, you have families that in an instant can lose their insurance benefits if their spouse was the one that was employed that takes their life. You know, their insurance benefits, they cease. Right now, we hope that it changes. There's no in the line of duty death benefit. But to see where the money that I raised went, and see the children and the families, it creates a network for them. It's a support network. Everyone there had something in common. The common part of it was tragedy, but they all had the same thing in common, and it builds a network for them of people to talk to and people to discuss, you know, different issues that they have, you know, and maybe overcome those issues together.
You and I both know, Chris, that there's strength in numbers. And if we think about Officer Christian Nix and his particular situation, back in October, he witnessed the shooting of Officer Nick Reisner. He carried that with him until he recently took his own life. He had shared with friends, he had shared with his mom about the difficulties he faced. This was an officer that had trained him, that was someone he learned from, someone he respected. And suddenly his life is gone, and he had to witness that firsthand. If we were talking to a decision maker right now, and I've used my voice to try to emphasize that what Christian went through is line of duty, what would you say to decision makers, Christopher, with the knowledge that you have of what I just shared as to why this would be a line of duty death for Officer Nix?
It's an injury. I mean, it's a traumatic experience that he experienced on the job. I mean, it's no different than falling off of a ladder and having a physical injury. Officer Nick's injury was a mental injury. Since the beginning, when I started this ride and I put the Facebook group together, I always said that every call that an officer goes to or a firefighter goes to, they pick up a piece. Hardly anyone's ever happy to see you. You know, you don't go out because people are happy. You go out because there's a problem. Every call that you go to, you pick up a piece. Some pieces are big. Some pieces are small. Some pieces are enormous. And what Officer Nick picked up, seeing his mentor or his partner get killed in the line of duty, that is just an enormous piece. You take all the pieces and add them up, and it's really heavy for first responders to carry. And Officer Nix wasn't able to carry all the pieces, and in taking his own life, you know, that to us may not be logical, but for Officer Nix, that was the only logical way that I'm assuming he could make his pain stop. Administrators need to pay attention that, you know, just because you have a critical incident stress debriefing meeting and everybody sits in a circle and talks about the calls that you go to, when you leave, everybody's not better at that point. Everybody has it helps. Now, don't get me wrong. Those meetings and those stress debriefings, they help. That doesn't fix the whole problem. An hour or 2 hours sitting down together and some people shedding tears or hugging, that doesn't fix what goes on in your brain 6 months later, 8 months later, a year later, 20 years later. You know, you carry, there's pieces from my job that I still carry with me. 7 days before my last day at work, Tyler Herndon, who worked for the Mount Holly Police Department, was killed in the line of duty while my shift was working. I wasn't there during the initial shooting, but I was there immediately following it. And that's a piece that I carry. Just because a little bit of time has passed, those pieces, they stay with you. And I don't know, Mark, what the answer is. Maybe it's a mandatory psychological screenings or evaluations post-incident at set intervals. The stigma's there, just to kind of offset the stigma to say, you know, like I said earlier, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have a problem with something that you experience. 20 years, 30 years in this line of work, it rewires the way that your brain works. Your perception of things change. Just it changes your whole world.
And as we think about your ride, Chris, and we think about the support that Blue Help is offering, not only the first responders, but the families who carry the hurt with them, the loss with them, I want people to know how to support this effort on your bike ride, and not only your bike ride, but to support Blue Help. And if we can support Blue Help and we can support your effort, a penny for their thoughts as you ride, then we can say we're in your corner and put our money where our mouth is and actually do something to show that we care.
That's right, Mark. And just like I talk about the memories and the experience about little pieces making big chunks, that's what my bike ride is. You know, I generate a little bit of revenue for Blue Help. All of it goes to Blue Help. All of my expenses, my camping out, my meals out of gas stations, all that's funded from me and my family. Little bits of money, if it's $3 or $5 or $10, all those little pieces add up. The squeaky wheel gets the oil until people start making a little bit more noise for the first responders. Things don't change. But when the noise gets loud enough, the politicians will listen. And when the politicians listen, it will start filtering its way downhill to your local governments, to your administrators at departments, and hopefully effective change.
And do we send people to bluehelp.org to donate?
People can donate through bluehelp.org. I would love if people, they've got Facebook accounts, if they would look up my Facebook group, A Penny for Their Thoughts, T-H-E-I-R. They can also donate through my Facebook group. It's a little bit hard to navigate to get through it, but on the Facebook group, my picture will be at the top of the page. They can touch on the sponsored by Blue Help, and it'll take them straight to the Blue Help donation page. The big thing is to get behind something. You know, I'd love people to support the ride. I've got a little plug, if I may throw it out there, for another group that's doing the same type thing that I'm doing for first responder mental health. There's a gentleman named Mark Fetzer, and Mark lives in the New Mexico area, the Four Corners out New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada area, and he's a deputy. And Mark followed my ride last year, and he and two other law enforcement officers are entering a boat race. This November, they will leave with their rowboat, and they are going to row across the Atlantic Ocean in a race to raise awareness for law enforcement mental health. Because they can be found at row3000.com, and it's also called the Guardian Initiative. But it's amazing, you know, I could sleep in the woods, or I could duck into a gas station on occasion. These guys are going to be in a rowboat that I'm guessing maybe 20, 25 feet long. And they're going to row this thing across the Atlantic Ocean, and it's going to take them about 29 days. But the race is called the Whiskey Talisker across the Atlantic. They do it in the Pacific also, but Mark and his team will be rowing from the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa over into the hats off to those guys, and I hope they got a lot of sunscreen.
And Chris, we do wish you all the best as you begin your bike ride, your 1,100 miles, a penny for their thoughts, supporting Blue Help.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Christopher Lowrance, Officer Christian Nix, and all those who have served so honorably. We honor their families, we honor their loved ones, and I hope that you will support Blue Help, bluehelp.org, and follow A Penny for Their Thoughts to support Christopher Lowrance in his ride, his 1,100-mile ride for Blue Help support. I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference across the country and the world. And subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.